Tini, ta nga ta tanda lab zhong che juge oman jukwa. Ta lab zhen da wadi oman jukwa ra isi. Ta oman lan jukwa se yande, zamba po, ta padin dawa trakwa. Ta padin dawa trakwa se yade, tingu ne jik jagar ge lungba la. Tini, kheba da, jubha tham kengi nani, ta zon ra wo chenji. Carcergo. Kidu yen lejan. Any cheaper the papa. Then the chingy Chadigare, Kumbena, Jagarji, Lumbalaya, Keda, Chembotam Mazi. Any Kungi, them chutam yajute, Pearly June, then a purging keba tamji girl, look on Shayundi. A purging keba tamji girl. Chik dawa trakwa ke gomba, dawa trakwa ke chik chumta te, teni jesu nju tuwa, ta sacha, nima, kaji, gelu, tamche ke chik umangol tu undi, ta dawa trakwa ke jesu nju tuwa chenji. Jungsu na, ta chik tsema rabu. Ta tamba chamdende ke sungdong, che menken rabu, teni chenji, teni tsikyo resi. Te shiri tanangasu umanjuk bande, Jagar layon kera chimborela, lapar the tap, pure conchin jona, chick chulu ka ye, or tamche geon, than semazon sanda, put to sanda bunda de, umanjuban de chigares.
Now, in terms of the subject you're studying, the text you're studying, the introduction to the Middle Way, it is a text that's been composed by the glorious. Chandrakirti. And Chandrakirti was one of the great masters of India. He was an Indian and great master of India. There's been, when I say great master, I mean among all the great learned and accomplished masters that were born in India, that were present at the time in India, he really stands out. He's really like one of the foremost of all those great learned and accomplished master, and can see that see how still today how famous he is in India, how well known he was at the time, and how still today known he is. And not only that, but not only in India, but also when his text after his text has been translated in Tibet also, then he became widely known and respected, so much so that actually all the schools of the Buddhism in Tibet, so be it the Gelug, the Sakya, Nyingma, the Kagyu, all of them are really following the Chandrakirti. They really try to understand or to what he was teaching, you know. Especially when it comes to, they all say, you know, when it comes to Madhyamika, well, you want to understand the teaching of Chandrakirti, because also the teaching of Chandrakirti is and it's widely also acknowledged that it is an authentic or they are faithful to the teachings of the Buddha. They didn't change anything, or they're really a faithful representation of the teachings of the Buddha, or a faithful presentation of those teachings. And so all the Tibetans, all the great Tibetan learned accomplished master in Tibet really try to also emulate Chandrakirti, and to really acquire the kind of understanding that he had of the Madhyamika, and that are presented in this text, the Introduction to the Middle Way. So if you want, the Introduction to the Middle Way sets the kind of standard for the Madhyamika. That is, if you want to understand the Madhyamika, then you need to understand the Introduction to the Middle Way. If you understand the Introduction to the Middle Way, you understand the Madhyamika genuinely.
Tishir Sanji Chamden Deje Taka Parba Tseni Mebi Chonkor Korondi Tati Nguyen Geta Gondre Jiten Chute Umatsawa Shara Renderes Umatsawa Shara Te Tene Ta Sanji Jika Ge Nguyen Gicha Rantok Gita Yajuge 다 땡쥐지 차대래 때 방금 봐봐 루루빈데 조레스 다 오마자 셔로 그디 곰바든데 온디 에네 페나 자갈 롬발라야 테네 로벤 산제 짱게 곰반 드츠 온데다 로벤 레덴제게 오마자 셔로게 가 곰반 드츠니 텐테스 만다와 쳔지 쿠니 카간다고지 차소레스 데 차노디 테네 That the Jesu Dava Trabashan is Dava Trabagi Chick Umatsa Hiroki Gomba De Tinit Hoven Ledin Jigin Dretsur Telecha and Hoven Sanji Chong and Dretsur Te Nitsa Hiroki Gomba Tatuba Chinji Sashiji Gomba That Chitawa Jindu Trajajute Sanji Chongi Dretsur Te Imbar Tinin Chene Any Tsawa Hero good dandin Ravushene, the Umalan Jubande, Dawata Pitsam race. The Inju Sanji Chong Gomba and Timbarashene, the Tram Yadichin race.
And talk about a little bit the content of the text, then, or the, and the context. Then, so these teachings actually originate from the Buddha himself. They are the teachings of the intermediate turning of the wheel of the Dharma on the absence of characteristics. And the one who kind of brought out those teachings and clarified those teachings and brought them together, that was, for the first time, there was Nagarjuna, so the first treatise or shastra that presents this this view or, in a kind of a concise and clear manner is the root verses on the middle way, the Mula Majjhimika Karika by Nagarjuna. And after Nagarjuna, so different in India, different master came and studied the text, and some composed commentary in order to also explain. So there is, for example, the great master Buddhapalita wrote a commentary on the root verses on the middle way. Then the master Bhava Viveka then also wrote a commentary on the root verses to the middle way. And their presentation differed slightly. So that's why Chandrakirti felt it was necessary to kind of to clarify things. And that's how he came to write the introduction to the middle way in order to clarify this and to also explain how it is actually Buddhapalita's approach, which is the one which brings out the ultimate intent of the root verses on the middle way.
That day, the Uman Jubande Uman Tsaha Sharoge, that dangerous cigarette, Tsigin Dreva Mari, Dangin Dreva Sundi, Nambe that Tsaha Sharoge, Gomban Taratuba de. Jumse Yandagi gone a servo tarayajuge. Anything you think the change, chadere. Chick Uman Juba Zamba Boge, but then Dawa trapping in a Samna Tonaya. Kung Tustam Jimicha be to top chimbuchin, you cigar, Kepa Samaze, Trubatabi Kanza Chepa Chinji. And the Uman Juba in Juksamna sooner Kungi Rimo GB. Patrimala Oma Jeba Sone, that in this in a Kung Namtan on a Jejure. Karatana Kung Chu Tamje, Denver Madruba, Jumano, Malam Tabu Change, Toads Handodi. That the Pope Gonzare de Gare. Did you do that morning? I don't so with Chick Sam Gungola. That Ba Denver Shanga Jogi chat in the down. Any chong early tea jogi. That Zuni Nibutin Atsimala, Chichimbo changes Zumagare. You know, the Chichimbo Zum the Jute Natsu Nesu the Timakaya Marin, also known to each other. That Dawa Trabe Tinny Zuni Gipada, that Aronso Dembel Zumi Pad Nikala, Chipper didn't remember, didn't do some man came, change Kung, Monsum the Todere. They told the Tang Anunso Dembel can be pala, Oma Yoji Yoba Nanshingi, Zuning pala, then Oma Yotun Kingi. That's what you deny, 덴중기 쳬버다와는 메바르 덴쳔미신도 덴딘노야게 덴콩게 남달로지노 여데거레 디시디 쳬버짜 마제바게 디 드비 공공요 톰버리 얘기하죠 다 오만 주비 덴자 조데 토니기 차레 토니데 랑기 냠뇽게 토베 거네 토니기 다 데네 줌센단 데베 거네 송야지 친지레마도 직 Rangar sosu titoni gitan mato bangi chik yishu nabu chinjigi chegadu nabu revesna tinde rey manis. Tishidi chik pangun papa lutubi naya pagi satalju chinji chate gare kungi zambi uma tsawa hirate tsemar zungare. Tega nanshingi pati da traba inaya pagi satalju gangza chinjire kungi zambi yajik uma jikwa tinde yo ta chik. Semar zung weba. Tene, ta sanji ji kai ten manor manturba traga jo, tende chinji chada gares.
So, the introduction to the middle way is a commentary on the root verses to the middle way written by Nagarjuna. And it's a meaning. A commentary, if you want. There are different types of commentary. There are some which are like word commentaries, just commenting the word-for-word commentary that follows faithfully the structure of the text. Or you have more like meaning commentary that might not follow the structure of the original text, but bring out the meaning of the text. And so this introduction to the middle way is a meaning commentary of the root verses to the middle way. It brings out clearly by means of really authentic and clear reasonings the ultimate intent of the root verses on the middle way. And if we think also, so that's one thing, if we think also from the perspective of the person who write this text, Chandrakirti, the great master Chandrakirti. So Chandrakirti was a great master in the sense that not only was he learned, but also he was an incredibly accomplished master. He had a great realization. He was actually known for that, for being a great accomplished master. And so there's, you know, to illustrate that, there is the to illustrate the fact that he was, so he'd realized directly actually emptiness, that he was, you know, an Arya on the Bhumis, than not just an ordinary person. There is this story in his Namta, in the story of his life and liberation, that is very well known, how he milked a painted cow. So, you know, for us there's a big difference between an actual cow and a cow painted on the wall. And there's one, the actual cow, the one that we think is truly existent, we can milk, but the one on the wall we can't. But Chandrakirti could milk both, you know, equally, and one time it seems on one instant, then milked a cow painted on the wall. And that is to explain what happens is that for us, you know, we make this big distinction between the thing that we think are truly existent and the thing that we think are not, like an actual cow and a painted cow. But actually, at the level of their nature, their very nature, there's no difference. It's just us who think we project a real existence on some and not on the other. But Chandrakirti was beyond that. His realization was such that he could see that they were equally lacking inherent existence. And that is why he was able to milk the painted cow. And so that is the... that shows very much his realization and his deep insight into the nature of reality, into emptiness. And so what it means is that this text that he composed, Introduction to the Middle Way, is not something that he he wrote, as some people may do, you know, you read a few books and then you think about it, have some kind of intellectual understanding and write it. But it teaches very much from his direct experience. And so we can be sure that this is really an authentic presentation. Just as, you know, Nagarjuna also was a great accomplished master, an Arya, and his text is faithful or is an authentic teaching. Just so also Chandrakirti was this noble being who had fully realized emptiness and was teaching from that deep inner realization and not just giving mere words. And so that's why we can be sure also that this text that you're studying, the Introduction to the Middle Way, is really authentic teachings, that it is really faithful to the words of the Buddha, and it is not something else, but really something that authentic, genuine teachings.
Tene ta paden dhaa trakwa khungi tene turba chanamda yangsi nda wunda de ene kunchen longchen namjam ngayazungdu gyo resi. Tiche di ta kunchen longchen namjam khung ta ngar jagar ge yurdu tene dhaa trapi kuchi yebi kapsu. And so, Tanjur Gitawate, Tsar de Tene. That Tanjur Gitawate, Tandem so on the Yeris. Then you come, Pure Conchin Johnson, that Quinchin Lonchin Baggy. That Gucci ye becomes any? And it's Zopa Chimbitawate, then it's Sandem the Yeris. This is the sausage. Nyamnyon da wanda da chik lami menga da wada madenba chinji inani tini uma gittawa sehan da da zochin gittawa sehas te ta chik hirag che chenbo chinji chandu gyo resi kare se na umi tawa da chik zochin gittawa ni su chik chunji di dir gyajo ke nyamnyon da wo sheba la tini un chik Tomomain be mengati gogaris. The lami Tomomain be menga the dance on any chick umi governor ten yajugatanda and Zokchen treachery governor ten yajugatanda nibote tang garme sunti do and a yamsu lentunke tindicha the goris. Teaching it under Shebananshi Lama chila that kuchin of Nanjeshe on the Chikuchi Kumi Kosu Umi Tawa the Tandeshe, so Tanjukitawa. Tinikum Chik Jema, Purge Yudu, Nonchimbag Kushi Jeondi, and Zobachim Bitawate, Tandeshe Yare. Then I don't soge Chik Yamnation Kingita, Jinjuba Soge, Umi Kumneshe Yedukitawa Teda, Zochin Jikumneshe Yaduni. That chinji senanda, sumji do, dreve gone, and a yamne shatuba chinji, gurgaris. This is the chick zoching in yamne in a yam. Then a tapuman and jupi, tandate, shindu nature, nanga chimbo chinji, metu miruan chinji, then a chandu gurgaris.
And so when talking about the Chanakirti, for us in the Nyingma tradition, we consider that the omniscient Longchenpa is a reincarnation of Chandrakirti. And so that this master, when he was in India, so in the form of the glorious Dharmakirti, taught mainly the Prasangika view, and gave the Prasangika teachings. And later in Tibet, in the form of the omniscient Longchenpa, so taught mainly the Dzogchen. And so it is one master in those different circumstances who gave those teachings. And for us, from the point of view of the student, then unless we have the right experience, and we have relying on the special pith instructions of our master pointing out instructions, then the Madhyamika teachings and the Dzogchen teachings seem to be apart. They seem to be different, very different. But when we have, by relying on the pith instruction of the master, then we are able to bring those two together and to see that how actually in those teachings, in those Dzogchen teachings, then they explain, like particularly in the Treksha teachings, how those Majjhimika view and the view of Dzogchen are actually not contradictory, but they are actually teaching the same thing. And so from the point of view of this master, this one master, so manifested in different ways, and so in India manifested in the form of Chandrakirti and taught mainly so the Majjhimika and within that the Prasangika view. And when in Tibet later, then he taught for beings, to help beings, he taught mainly the Dzogchen, gave the Dzogchen teachings. And so that is from the point of view of the of this great teacher. Now, from the point of view of from our point of view as a student, follower of the path, then we need to realize that actually both of them are not contradictory, but actually they come together, and we need both. We need that kind of understanding of the Majjhimika, and together with the Dzogchen teachings. And so, in order to practice so genuinely, those two aspects are important. And so that is why also we see that this text, the introduction to the Middle Way, is necessary. It says that we couldn't do without it, or it is absolutely, you know, necessary to have that kind of to receive those kind of teachings, to study those kind of teachings, and to bring those together with the kind of with the Dzogchen teachings and the Pith instructions that we received on the path, in order to be able to practice genuinely.
Ta rigpe darshat che bala ta uman thanjur ta do go gyo song re uman thanjur wi kap su ta tongi ten lam be chur te tene dzogchen che chu ge ta kada ten lam bo chur don tene ta danda thun du ge re yinna ya che ban da bu ya on de Tene uman tanjur bi kausu, tene kada tenlam be ondu, so rilam ki gone, darsha che senan, rilam ki gone, tenlam phamro gare. Tene dzogchen trechu ji kausu, rilam de tso she gaya mare. Inju kada ge ten, tenlam be go gare. Kada ge tenla darsha che go gare. Ine te rilam tso she gaya mare. Lami menga la tene ene nyamnyon te tso she de gare. Te chidi ta teni penchin tan dreba yon kinji cha de gare. Lami menga la tene tene kada ge ten te nyamnyon ge gane darsha che suna yon ta chi do rilam ki darsha che goya yamare. Pena ngon sum do zhug ten thong chan do di, ta jumchen ji gwa na ti zhug ten lele sheba shu goya yamare. Yon chik lami menga ki gwa na darsha cheba la, yon huan do rilam ki gwa na darsha cheba chenji goya re. Huan do rilam ki darsha cheba tela tene, yon lami menga te jen undi ene nyamnyon ko gane darsha chewa te le tharun doa tende yodhi gare tende chik umi kawne ten sur tende don dzogchen ni kawne ten sur nyi tende namba kundu ndagiris nge lau gyo amare ndagi mare che chenpo yodhi gare te ta mendra vi tsur ndabu nda te tanda nge hima thaba nashi chik rilam tsor shene tende kada ke darsha te che te gare Chik menga tso shene, ene nyamnyong kukone, kada kutana dasha che te gyorisi. Tene nganam tso gyi nao, tende chenji
And so, as I said, so we need to bring together those two approaches, the Majjhimika and the Dzogchen, and in that, the great master Mipham Rinpoche said in his text, the Ngesha Drome, the Beacon of Certainty, he said that for the in the Dzogchen practice of Triksha, which emphasizes primordial purity, then it is necessary, you need to have the Prasangika, or to know the Prasangika approach. So that is what Mipham Rinpoche explains, because so within the different Dzogchen practice, the practice of so Treksha emphasizes the primordial purity. Now, in order to realize primordial purity, we need also to rely on the Majjhimika approach of the Prasangika. This is what Mipham Rinpoche explains. In order, because what we need to do in this in the Treksha practice is to have to really have a to come to experience and to really to understand and experience this emptiness or primordial purity. But in order to do that, then we rely on the reasoning and also on the direct experience of it, on the experience of it. So those two aspects are involved in the practice, in the Dzogchen approach. Now, the Majjhimika emphasizes more the aspect of the reasoning. The most emphasis is on the reasonings and reflecting and coming to develop an understanding based on the reasoning. And whereas the Dzogchen approach emphasizes more the experience through thanks to the pointing out instruction of the master, the pith instruction of the master, we are able to have some direct experience, some experience of this primordial purity. But in order to gain, to also to have that kind of experience, then we need to rely on the somewhat to rely on reasoning in order to kind of develop our understanding and our sense, you could say, of emptiness or primordial purity. And so, but then having said that, so we need to understand also that if we have a direct experience of the primordial purity thanks to the pointing out instruction of our master, then we don't need the reasoning anymore. There's no need to. It's a little bit, if you want, if you've seen something like a form, a shape, then you don't need to bring all sorts of reasons in order to describe it. The person knows what it is. You know, you've seen it, so it's clear. You don't need to go at length into, you know, justifying how it is and how you could recognize it and so on. You've seen it, so it's clear. So likewise, also, when you have a direct experience of the of primordial purity, then thanks to the pith instruction of the master, then there's no need to go through those stages of reasoning. However, then in order to gain that kind of experience, to reach to that kind of experience, often the aspect of the reasoning, going through the stages of the reasonings as they are presented in the Majjhimika and particularly in the Prasangika, are important. And so they work together and in hand with the experience and the pith instruction of the master. This is how in the Dzogchen practice we develop that direct experience of the view of the of primordial purity. And so in that we see that there's a difference between, you know, Dzogchen and Majjhimika. Here I'm not saying that Majjhimika and Dzogchen are the same, you know, in all respect. There are a number of differences and actually a huge gap between the Majjhimika and the Dzogchen. And so in terms of the differences, there are many differences, in terms of the differences between the Majjhimika and the Dzogchen, one is that the Majjhimika emphasizes more so the aspect of the reasoning, the different the stages of the reasoning, and that kind of intellectual understanding that we arrive at, because it is important that sorry, and then the Dzogchen emphasizes more the experience, because so we need to rely on the reasoning also, because we need to get to a definitive certainty about the view of primordial purity. That needs to be a knowledge, an experience, a knowledge, an understanding that is definitive, where we don't have any doubt. And so we need to arrive at that. So in order to arrive at that, then we use both means. We use the reasoning and we use also the experience that is in the Dzogchen approach. But now when we've arrived at it, when we have arrived to a direct experience, then we don't need to rely so much on the different reasonings. And so again, there's this difference where the Majjhimika emphasizes more the steps of the reasoning, whereas in the Dzogchen it emphasizes more the aspect of direct introduction, direct experience to this emptiness or primordial purity. And this is something that we need to really keep in mind, and to understand and keep in mind. This is important.
Ani semji chuni soso rongri bi yeshe ki chate jenche di ya piyun gore. Di jula mi tenjare de gore. Di indi, ta ngonji lama tsoki sungso layon, dawa traba truba tabji ki nyamni tso de, di ni jula mi ten tende, ta ngonji chube tabji gore, truba tabji gore yin sung tuyare.
Last year you've studied the Uttara Tantra Shastra, Sublime Continuum, and the main topic that is taught in the Uttara Tantra Shastra is the nature of mind, the Sugatagaba, nature of the mind. And this Sugatagaba so is present in all naturally, only we cannot see it. We cannot see it because of the adventitious obscurations that cover. And if we are to remove the adventitious obscurations that cover it, then this naturally indwelling Buddha nature or Sugatagaba or nature of mind, nature of all phenomena, will manifest itself. And so what are those adventitious obscurations? Well, the adventitious obscurations are the grasping or this duality, when we talk about the dualistic mind, where there is a subject that is grasping and an object that is grasped at. And so that kind of duality. Or you could say also all the namtok, the concepts, the ideas in the mind that we grasp at, all the thoughts, concepts, ideas, and so all this form of grasping. Now the introduction to the middle way then provides all the by means of all the reasonings that it gives, the tools to remove those adventitious obscurations. The introduction to the middle way gives all the reasonings, and that will enable us to eliminate these obscurations, to eliminate this sense of duality, this grasping at this grasping subject, this grasped object, and so on, and all those distinctions, those conceptual elaborations. So this is what the introduction to the middle way gives. And so the subject matter of the Uttara Tantra Shastra is again so this Sugatagaba nature of mind, and this is also the core of Dzogchen. Also in the Dzogchen, so the student is introduced to his indwelling Buddha nature, to the nature of his mind, by means of the pointing out instruction of the master. And that is, it is introduced to it when the obscuration, the adventitious obscuration, are removed. And so that is the whole point in the Dzogchen, that is the core of the Dzogchen. And so that is to reveal this Sugatagaba that is taught in the Uttara Tantra Shastra. And the way to come to that kind of to make manifest, to bring out this indwelling Sugatagaba, this Buddha nature, that is through removing the adventitious obscuration by means of the teachings given, such as those given by Chandrakirti in the introduction to the middle way, providing so all the reasonings and the approaches in order to help us to remove that kind of grasping. And so we see in this way the connection between those two texts, between the Uttara Tantra Shastra, Sublime Continuum, and the Madhyamikavatara, the introduction to the middle way, seeing how actually what is the core of the practice, what is to be realized, is the Buddha nature that is taught in the, that is the main topic of the Uttara Tantra Shastra, and the means to reach that, to reveal this Sugatagaba that is taught in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, are given in the introduction to the middle way. And there are many great learned masters of the past that have explained this, that have explained how actually the essence, what we need to get to, is the is the Sugata Gaba, the Buddha nature that is taught in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, and that the the introduction to the middle way, the Majjhimaka Avatara, provides the means to get there, the means to eliminate the adventitious obscurations that prevent us from realizing, from actualizing fully this Sugata Gaba that is present within ourselves. And so in the Dzogchen it is the same. In the Dzogchen approach, then it is all about revealing, bringing out this Sugata Gaba nature, this nature of the mind that is indwelling within us. And it just takes to remove the obscuration. If the obscuration are not there, are removed, then just naturally it will come out, it will manifest. And so that is so in order to bring out this Sugata Gaba taught in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, then we rely on the introduction to the middle way by Chandrakirti, which gives us the tool in order to eliminate those adventitious obscurations.
Ta teje de jilami kavne ten ya joge ta devarishi bi nimbo seate ta nambe sosorari bi yeshe ki chate ta ti devarishi bi nimbo sosorari bi yeshe ki chate de Tengaranzo yene semdegi chunji tsudu ranchi su yodegare. Tengdi di devarishibi nyingbo te tene trariji segare. Ta loburji dribatamje pa trarsagi yin rabunda te devarishibi nyingbo re degare. Ta loburji driba zunzingi driba senanda zunzing semji chate te loburji driba rendere. That is, Zunzin Jitruba Sem Jichate Anita Rilam Jigonepa De Jubar Shebar Shepi Taltende De Uma Jubanolo Tendogare De Shedi Uma Juba Tele Tene Rapa Shi Uma Sene Tanya Tachogare So She Zunzin Jitruba Pa Tawa nang umam devarshi bi nimbo te yis hinjin ji nekav ne tatu sanji ji pardo ko jun zan che ji amare te yaden ji tsudo teni yaden ji chinji indu gare te yubi jim tsenge ene tata nganon so chik lamla slab ju yoba lamla slabi la tene lobur ji driba pa trando ju yoba teni chik sanji ji yon ten tam ji tsu ngon du jur ju yoba tam chi Tang anong so ki yit jila yitza devarishi bi nimbo yobi jumsen re. Ta devarishi bi nimbo dabo ki tarji de mena ta ching anse pecha nono ke jo ribong rata mosham ji puse ton nanshin ki ta ngome dabo chire ka ke kola chikhan menkhen ta chik yuenten ki cha sayan dabo kanya yaj menkhen dabo chenji chanro gyo re. Tindri mahimba ke ting anong so le ranche su devarishi bi nimbo seate Yodajo teki trarji she, te lobur di driba te, teni pa trandro di, eni yene ranche tsu yoyga jo te, tsu nguan du chundro di, teni tatu sanje bi nekam naya, teni samji mecha bi yoyen tenda denba se ne, ta teni shene yancho gyo re. Te shene jillami kabne ten ya jo ta, uman jukwa te so yin naya, prensin teni ke driba yodajo gyo re. Then the devarishi bi nimbo tele, and then after zoching the cups, then zoba chambers and tanya tarta, zoba chambers said the dishi nimbo, los juba chinjig, zoba chambers a yam, chicken yaman, devarishi bi nimbo tegara anla, and a zoching the cups, then zoba chambo tanya tan over
it. So the Buddha nature, the Sugata Gaba, is the basis on which. From which the obscurations are eliminated. If you want, what we've been saying is that we have all sentient beings from sentient beings up to the Buddha, have this Buddha nature, has been never altered or unchanging, ever present in all sentient beings and Buddhas alike. And this Sugatagarbha Buddha nature is so obscured by the adventitious obscurations. And so the Sugatagarbha is the basis that is purified. And so for purification to take place, you need to purify something. So that is the basis that is purified. And this is what is taught in the Uttaratantra Shastra, the Sugatagarbha. And this Sugatagarbha, this Buddha nature, is basically individual indwelling, primordial wisdom, self-aware primordial wisdom. Individual self-aware primordial wisdom within all of us. That aspect. This is the Buddha nature. Now, this indwelling self-aware primordial wisdom is obscured by the adventitious obscurations, as we said. What are the adventitious obscurations? Well, basically, it is the mind, the ordinary mind, that goes about its business of grasping at things and, you know, holding, like considering on the one side that there is a subject, on the other side that there is an object, and making all this distinction of subject, object, dualistic grasping, all the other kind of concepts. That is the adventitious obscuration that need to be removed. If they are removed, then the self-aware primordial wisdom, which is indwelling, will just manifest. And so because that is the situation that there, we follow the path and we do those different practices in order to remove all those adventitious obscurations. That is all about purifying those adventitious obscurations in order to reveal this Buddha nature, this indwelling primordial wisdom. And so as I've mentioned, so the introduction to the middle way so addresses, by means of its the reasonings that it provides, the adventitious obscuration. It helps to remove those adventitious obscurations. And so we had two aspects. We have the basis on which the purification takes place, the Buddha nature, and then the adventitious obscuration. And so in the introduction to the middle way, gives us the tools in order to remove the adventitious obscurations. And that is why it is called the outer Majjhimika. We remove the obscurations from the Buddha nature. This Buddha nature, so therefore, is what we call the inner Majjhimika. And so there are those two aspects, you know, that come together. And this is those teachings of the Uttaratantra Shastra and the introduction to the middle way come together in this way, in seeing how actually there is this basis, this Buddha nature that is indwelling, this primordial wisdom, and which is covered by this conceptual mind that's from all sorts of grasping. And so in the introduction to the middle way and such a text which addresses the adventitious obscurations and give ways to deal with those. And whereas a text like the Uttaratantra Shastra go deeper and talk about the actual basis on which this purification takes place, that is the basis that is itself purified and revealed through this process of purification. And so again, in this we see that those two texts, the Uttaratantra Shastra and the introduction to the middle way, are not totally unrelated texts, but actually they are teaching the same thing. And also in the Dzogchen, when it comes to Dzogchen, also the great perfection in Dzogchen is nothing other than the Sugatagarbha that is taught in the Uttaratantra Shastra. It is just like different names are given within the context of different teachings, like within the Dzogchen teachings, but what we are actually talking about is the same thing.
Then the Sanjay Gyan Kankolo Sumjinonia, the Barbie Gazo, Tony Gichadito, Tangere Mato Bagay, then Nimbo Sagichadi Tangiamare, then it can Tami Gazo,
In the intermediate turning of the wheel of the Dharma, the emphasis was mainly on emptiness. It's mainly what is taught. And in the ultimate turning of the wheel of the Dharma, third turning of the wheel of the Dharma, the emphasis was on the Buddha nature. And so this indwelling Sugatagaba. And so in this way, the ultimate turning of the wheel of the Dharma goes even deeper than the intermediate turning of the wheel of the Dharma, because it teaches on that aspect of the Buddha nature, indwelling Buddha nature. And in now, when it comes to the Buddha nature, we've said that this is also what is practiced in the Dzogchen. So it is at the core of the Dzogchen path as well. But we need also to be aware that in the Dzogchen teachings, then they go further than the ultimate turning of the wheel of the Dhamma. In the Dzogchen teachings, then they also talk about the Sugatagaba. The subject matter is not different. It's not a different thing. It's not different Sugatagaba or something that would be better than the Sugatagaba. It is the Sugatagaba, but only the way that it is explained. It is explained with much greater detail. Even though, so the ultimate the final turning of the wheel of the Dhamma presents the Sugatagaba to some extent, yet it doesn't go to the length of detail and to the depth of explanation that is found in the Dzogchen teachings. In the Dzogchen teachings, for example, it explains with great detail the aspect of basic space, the empty aspect of basic space. It goes also into great detail into the aspect of the cognizant, the clear light aspect. And so all those are presented, and not only that, but also it explains how an individual, someone, would come to experience that stage by stage on the path, and so how to put them into practice and so on, and in this way, quite clearly. So the Sugatagaba is, as I said, so the core of the Dzogchen practice. If you look in the Dzogchen practice, it is at the core of the Treksha. In the Treksha practice, what you are practicing is the Sugatagaba. In the Tögal practice, what you are practicing is nothing other than the Sugatagaba. And so, and all the Dzogchen practice, you know, come down to Treksha and Tögal. And so that means that all the Dzogchen practices are about practicing the Sugatagaba. And again, so they explain the Sugatagaba with much greater detail, than with much more depth than the ultimate turning of the wheel of the Dhamma. So that is why we have, so there are teachings on the emptiness aspect in the intermediate turning of the wheel of the Dhamma, and then teaching on the Sugatagaba aspect in the final turning of the wheel of the Dhamma, which so therefore goes a bit deeper than the intermediate turning of the wheel of the Dhamma. And then in the Dzogchen, then bringing those two aspects of empty aspect and aspect of Sugatagaba together, then we come taught in this, so the intermediate and the final turning of the wheel of the Dhamma together, then explanations are given with great detail. So that is why the Dzogchen teachings are said to be like the summit of all yanas, or in, if we talk in terms of the tenets or the systems, then it is also the highest of all systems, you know, because of the depth of explanation that it's giving. And it is not just, you know, to say this, if you look also around, like in the different traditions in Tibetan Buddhism and in the Gelugpa, the Sakya, so and the Kagyu to some extent, some of the Kagyu, then the way that the way they understand the Sugatagaba doesn't go beyond the emptiness that is taught in the intermediate. They kind of equate the two, you know. But then, they don't really explain. They don't really take act of the fullness of those teachings. Whereas this is done in the Dzogchen teachings, it shows how those two aspects, the aspect of emptiness and the aspect of Sugatagaba, actually come together, and it really shows how they come together with great length of detail.
Chöpar shepa, chöjik rilam gchate, tso ten dugare. Te indi, tanda dawa trape ten tsu la, chik shiro bi dhumta gin zintong don jar ne, tini pa rilam gkone, ta gkwa jab sananda, chöpa che dugare. Ta nganon tso ge, chik shiro tronchen ba sianda da, cherbu ba sianda da, jompen ba sianda ba, te tso ge, ndesur khaan yin rung. Menu, the two letang as a summer tongue, your mare. So Chivang Anonso Gila, Tronchin bag in Zintongi, that Tawasananda, Tinde Yodigare. chirbu bagi kande zungge ba te ngaron tsol jile ya de gare ngaron tsog gi jila ye pe zungjing gi tre ba de pa chue ji gi tap sun rong hen she ne ene nga tsol lob jong de che to ba ji gu gare
se So to come back to our topic, that is the introduction to the middle way to the text that we are studying this year. So the point of studying the introduction to the middle way is to work at eliminating the adventitious obscurations, that is, this all this conceptual elaboration of subject and object, all the dualistic mind considering on the one hand the subject and the other the object, and have that kind of grasping. So the point of those teachings is to come to eliminate that by means of all the reasonings that are given by the stages of reasoning that are given by the great Chandrakirti. So it is an approach that is more like kind of investigative, you know, by investigating, by reflecting, then applying those reasoning, we come to eliminate somewhat the that kind of dualistic grasping that we have ingrained within ourselves. And the way that Chandrakirti so presents those reasonings is by using the Hindu philosophical schools or that were present at his time, and so he's using those views in order to refute them, in order to present his point. But there we need to be clear that you know, we are not here to study Hindu philosophy, and it is there's not much point for us to learn, you know, what the Charvakas were saying, what the Samkhyas were thinking, what the Vaisheshikas' view was. Now, that's not the point, really. It's just that we need to apply it to ourselves. We need to see, in terms of this Charvaka or materialist view, where do I have it? You know, how does that relate to me? You know, we need to more think in this way rather than try to study those systems and try to see what they wanted to say. But it's more it's about ourselves. It's about our path. It's about ourselves. It's about removing the destructive or the dualistic clinging within ourselves by applying those reasonings. And so when we hear talking about those different schools, the main point is to try to see how that relate to us. In which way do I also kind of, you know, think like those Charvakas or those materialists were thinking, or how those Samkhyas were thinking, and then apply this antidote, these reasonings that is given by Chandrakirti to ourselves.
Jonyo, Manjubagi, Zavin Chendre Jere, Jengag in the Jew. The Sajag and Kembo, Kedu Jung and Jig in Dune, Nekon so petty she. Deshine, Tenete John. Naroya Chunjung, Umanjuba, Hira Gaboy, Jig Ranjing, Jig Gaboji, Chanda de. Then that Zavin Chendre. Lemanin Rawachin to Shun and John Yong. A dig of Sinayon, Chick Tamulam Sang, dancing Rabun the Jew, Chick Desi Abunda on the Shun Yong. A dig Jesu, a Jab Jibendon Machakunini, Tanangas Umanjubak Randregi, Tree Jun Senator, Talung Jun Senator Kuni, Tumoma in Bachinji Yore, Diet Antony, Umanjubak Randregi. So That teaching is under Lunjin, the Shune. And my associate, Pache Lema, Nuntai, and Juyamasa, then the Paya, Shenu. When it on the change, the Katsi Dagitane, Yenda Mandavagi, Chick Chuji Chichu, then the Nyam Yong going on trying getting the young do. Then the
So
te chawa na shingi ene sose semge jule jar na ten tenge nganu zo toma meba ne hen jidun robi tene denzin senanda zongzingi sem pe shuk chambandile ku nyuba ma nyumyage nyumbi nyuba cheba che tene tagure tende tik taringa se londi gao se jongju zo oman juba ende tamje ge jik yapu yo gone ta shinya ge rewa na mendi nika hyu yinse
So this was my introduction to the text that you are studying, and just to say that for me, I studied this text when I was 18 years old, and when I was younger, I really loved the text. I really had, you know. I really like this text and by Chandrakirti, and I studied it from this Sakya Kenpo. Who is called Kedrup? So Sakyapa Kenpo, and I've received this commentary on the
Yengak Chandrakir,
the root. Word for word commentary by Kenpo Shenga, and that I've studied once. And then I asked another time, requested another time, received another time. And when I studied the text, actually, I really felt it was an extraordinary text and had a great connection with the text. And even, you know, some dreams that were quite, you know, indicate that there was, you know, really something there. And later, I also requested the. From Kyabje Penarumchi, also he had a special kind of a lineage of commentary of Lung of this on the introduction to the middle way, the Majjhimika Avatara. So I requested from the auto commentary. He was holding a special lineage of transmission of the auto commentary, and so this I received also from Penarumchi. And so that, and then I taught the text at the Shedra in Mysore in South India, minimum 10 times. I'm not sure exactly how many, but at least 10 times. And so that's the, and I always felt that the this text was quite extraordinary. And, you know, however much I studied the Dharma and, you know, seen many other texts and I always have this feeling that that the Majjhimika Avatara, this introduction to the middle way, is a quite extraordinary presentation of the teachings. And so that is, it's really an incredible kind of means in order to overcome, to get rid of these obscurations that we have, you know, that we are born with, that kind of accompany us since we're born, that kind of from time without beginning, that grasping at the solidity, at the reality of things, that the aspect of grasping. And this text, this introduction to the middle way, really has the power to do something about it. And so that's why I'm very happy to see that you come here to study this text, and that and also I really hope and pray also that you may really make the best use of this time here and this opportunity that you have to study this text. So I both, you know, hope that you're going to, and make inspiration prayers. So that's it, really.